Space Cowboy Books presents Simultaneous Times Supplementary Log. Interviews with the authors and musicians that make Simultaneous Times podcast possible. You've heard the stories and the music. Now hear the stories behind the stories.
Welcome to Simultaneous Times Supplementary Log, an interview with Gideon Marcus. San Diego native Gideon Marcus is an award-winning science fiction author and space historian, founder of the Hugo-nominated Galactic Journey. His newest endeavor is Journey Press, which has produced Rediscovery, Science Fiction by Women, 1958 to 1963, the young adult space adventure, Keetra, and has reprinted Tom Purdom's classic, I Want the Stars. Gideon and his wife Janice are also the recipients of the inaugural Space Cowboy Award, given for excellence in the field of science fiction, contribution to education, and support of independent bookstores. What was your first encounter with science fiction, and what inspired you to first create work in the genre?
I have been exposed to science fiction since birth. My father was a huge fan, and so we had all the science fiction books and magazines. I think the very first science fiction story I can remember reading was an Arthur C. Clarke story about a haunted spacesuit. Turned out that it wasn't haunted at all, it was just a cat. And then I read the Wizard of Oz series when I was 10, graduated to Edgar Rice Burroughs when I was 12, and then discovered Larry Niven when I was 14. And our school library had a really good selection of science fiction. I remember plowing through all of Ben Bova's stuff. And it's really kind of sad that libraries don't have a lot of books anymore, because that opportunity to just pick up books on the fly, it doesn't exist, which is really a shame. But I wrote my first science fiction story when I was 14, and I wrote it for my math teacher for extra credit. And I turned it in second period, and then a few periods later, I'm walking around the school and a bunch of friends are telling me how much they loved my story. I'm like, how did you read my story? I just turned it in a couple of periods ago to a teacher. And he said he liked it so much that he read it to every single class after yours. So that was my first taste of science fiction fame, and the bug bit.
Aside from what you just mentioned, what are some of your favorite science fiction books or films?
In terms of books, I have a lot of new favorites. When I was growing up, I was a big fan of Larry Niven, and I liked Heinlein's The Moon is a Harsh Mistress and Starship Troopers. All a bunch of dude stuff. The only stuff written by women that I had really been exposed to was Star Trek-related stuff, because women had written the first set of short stories for Star Trek. There were a lot of Star Trek tie-in novels written by women. But it wasn't until I did The Galactic Journey that I discovered that there were so many great women authors from the classic times. Obviously, today is different. And so these days, some of my favorite books include Zena Henderson's Pilgrimage, which is a collection of her first The People stories. I really like Harry Harrison's Death World. That's the first book I ever read in one sitting. It's a short book. I liked David Feintush's Midshipman's Hope series, because it was very sort of Horatio Hornblower. That's one I don't hear a lot of mention of, actually, but I enjoyed that one a lot.
Can you explain the concept behind Galactic Journey?
Yeah, it's pretty simple, actually. I live 55 years ago, day by day, as if I'm actually there. So right now, In your world, it's August 13th, 2020, and in mine, it's August 13th, 1965. The Watts riots have been raging for 2 days now. The Voting Rights Act just passed. Medicare just passed. We're getting deeply embroiled in the Vietnam War. And science fiction is still largely gotten from magazines, but also novels, and it's still kind of a ghetto fandom. People are kind of embarrassed to admit that they write in science fiction, and a lot of successful SF authors are trying to get out into the real world. And we're still sort of viewed as these weirdos with propeller head beanies on our head. And women make up only about 10% of the writers in fandom at this moment. The whole idea of the journey is every 2 days we come out with an article where we review the science fiction of the day, whether it's magazines or books or movies, but we've expanded since we started. It was just originally magazines and covering space shots because I'm a space historian. And eventually we just attracted so many fellow fans. There's now 20 people writing for the journey, and we cover everything from politics to music to fashion. It's pretty cool. It's a whole immersive experience.
This year you had your debut novel, Keetra, released. Can you tell us a bit about the book?
Yeah, Keetra is pretty cool, I gotta say. And that's not me tooting a horn, it's just I'm really happy to see that the story now exists because it's one I always wanted to get out. When I was a kid, they had these books called Juveniles, and they were adventures for younger readers. They didn't talk down to younger readers. They were often much appreciated by adults too. But they were all about people going into space and discovering cool things, sometimes getting lost or whatever. And they tended to be really positive stories, and they were a great gateway to the genre. And we don't have that so much anymore. I think science fiction has gotten a bit more jaded and cynical and adult-oriented, or YA has diverged off into its own usually dystopian or urban fantasy kind of settings. So I wanted to recreate that juvenile feeling, Andre Norton and Robert Heinlein, for the 21st century. So Keetra is all about a young woman who buys a starship and goes off to the stars with her friends. And that sounds pretty juvenile in of itself and sort of silly, but it's actually much better set up. And in fact, one of the reviews of the books talks about how I set up the science pretty well. My first major was astrophysics, so I wasn't going to give short shrift to the science and the logic of it. But it's all about five young people who go into hyperspace and get lost, and they have to figure out how to get back. And it's all about teamwork and figuring and problem solving, and working out your friendships and how all the roles are going to be, with a little bit of romance thrown in. And amidst all the dystopian sort of YA, and especially with this pandemic raging, this theme of isolation and overcoming adversity has made the book resonate pretty well with people.
What do you find to be some of the main differences between science fiction from the past and the science fiction that's produced today?
Well, the big difference is who's making it. So back in the day, science fiction was the province of primarily white men. And if they were queer at all, that was, of course, highly closeted, because in most places in the United States, it was illegal to be queer in any way. So the big difference is now women participate in equal or greater numbers. In fact, you look at the Hugo Awards the last couple of years, it's clear that women have arrived and now, I won't say dominate the scene, but are clearly producing the works that people want to read. We're also seeing much more diversity in terms of demographic background, people from all over, not just of different heritages in the United States, but we're also seeing more foreign authors in translation and import. And that's really cool, because you just get a much wider diversity of themes and settings. I think you see a lot more, I think space has become a lot less cool in the 21st century when it comes to science fiction. I think dark has become a lot more cool, perhaps too cool for science fiction. And again, we've got this big bifurcation between adult and YA that didn't exist 55 years ago.
What do you see as themes that will become increasingly important in science fiction?
Well, I can tell you right now that every outlet that produces science fiction is inundated with plague stories these days for some reason. There are stories that will be eternal. I think everyone's always trying to figure out humanity's place in a society that is increasingly computerized and automated. And that's something that's not going to go away. But at the same time, we're starting to understand what a computer singularity looks like. And I think we're more accurately predicting that, or at least talking about that. I think there's going to be a lot of themes of disaster, so it's sort of a cathartic thing for readers. And I think also, and I hope, that there'll also be a big wave of hopeful science fiction talking about how we get over global catastrophes in a realistic manner. I hope that 2020 has not taught people to be so cynical that they throw up their hands and say everything sucks. Of course, I say this just as my story Home Insurance is going to be published, and that's about the most cynical thing I've ever written.
You have a short story coming up in September's episode of Simultaneous Times. Can you tell us about any upcoming projects that you'd like to talk about outside of that?
I've written a lot of short stories, and I don't tend to write them for any particular market, which is probably why so many of them make it off the slush pile, but then get lost at the final editorial decision. I just sort of write stories as I feel they should be written, and eventually they find markets, and that's good enough for me. So I've got about, 15 short stories, some of them published, some of them in the desk, and those will all ultimately get collected into a collection I'm going to put out late next year called Clairvoyages. I finished Keetra in last year. It came out this year. I am now 20,000 words into its sequel, Sirena, and eventually there'll probably be 10 books in this series. They're all standalone, so you can read them and enjoy them one by one, but they will eventually form a giant arc, and that's really cool. And it's all completely plotted out, so everyone is welcome to write fan fiction or draw fan art. Totally won't spoil me at all, and I won't sue you. And of course, I'm doing Galactic Journey. Every 2 weeks, I do the Journey Show, which is a broadcast from the past. And we've just had some really ridiculously cool guests, and they just keep getting cooler. Next week, we're going to do a doodling episode where we have a whole bunch of artists who will just doodle stuff of themed of the time, like, you know, Batman changing into his outfit in a telephone booth or something. And we have a great panel of people for that one, but the biggest coup we got is Alyssa Winans, who is a Hugo finalist last year for her cover art, is going to be on the show. So that's sort of how I get through quarantine, is doing live studio broadcasts.
In the sequels of the Keetra novels, are they going to follow the same characters, or is it more of a shared universe series?
It will always be from Keetra's point of view, but other characters will come in and out. And I'm learning just how tricky it is to maintain a series first-person point of view the whole way, and you have to use a bunch of tricks to get character development. It's funny, we're reading the Dresden Files by Jim Butcher, and we're in the 15th book because the 16th book just came out, so we're racing through the 15th book so we can read the 16th book together. It's our bedtime story that we've been reading for several years, and those are all first-person stories from the point of view of a magic user named Harry Dresden, and it's just interesting to listen to all the different ways that Jim Butcher has to bend in knots to get other characters in there since there's only one point of view, but it's very instructive for me.
You just heard Simultaneous Times Supplementary Log, an interview with Gideon Marcus, with music by Fog Machine. Theme music by Dane Luscombe. The Supplementary Log will be put on hiatus for a few months, but our regular program on the 15th of each month will still be airing. In the meantime, please visit our online store at bookshop.org/shop/spacecowboybooks or visit us at spacecowboybooks.com. Also, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. We'd love to hear what you think of the show.